Beauty soul, welcome back to the SX Talk podcast. You are getting me fresh off of a workout, and I had a powerful realization drop in that I wanted to capture immediately while the energy was still flowing through me. So if I sound out of breath, that is why. So I've recently picked up my favorite workout of all time again. It had been almost a year and a half since I did it due to some vertigo in my movements. Anyways, when I picked up my workout, I said to myself, like, oh my gosh, like, this is so much fun. I can't believe I haven't been doing it. You know, it's like, I forgot how much I enjoyed this. And the next day I picked up the workout again and I was like, fuck yeah, like, this feels so good. This feels so much fun. And so I made this commitment to myself. I'm like, you know what? Like, if I know that this feels good for me, I'm going to do this like 10 minutes a day. And I'm going to just commit, because I know that once I pick it up and I start going, I know I'm going to do more than 10 minutes a day. So for the last week, I'm on day 8. For the last week, I've done at least 20 minutes a day. Some days I've gone up to 30, 40 minutes. So today, while I was working out, my mindset shift. And instead of it being this, like, I'm going to do 10 minutes a day, I thought to myself, because I saw my weekly tracker, I'm like, I wonder how long I can go without missing a day. Okay, I want you to hear the difference in energy. I'm going to commit to doing 10 minutes a day versus I wonder how long I can go without missing a day. Like, I wonder how many days in a row I can get to. So I shifted the energy behind the commitment. And now it is a fun commitment aligned with how I feel while I'm doing the workout versus I commit to doing 10 minutes a day, which instantly activates the rebel in me, instantly activates. It's like, now that I've been told what to do, I don't want to do it, you know? And I do have to say, like, within that type of a commitment, there is the opportunity to dive into self-leadership and personal responsibility and making choices from our future self rather than our current self. So yes, there is some nuance there. However, I want you to think about, what are the things that you are trying to commit to in your life? And where, just simply in the language of how you've committed to it, you've created resistance. You've created a barrier to the impact, a barrier to the fun and the excitement of what's available for you within the commitment. And I want you to see, how can you change the language? How can you change the perspective around the commitment? So maybe it's, let's say, you know, I'm going to journal for 15 minutes every day. It's like, oh, now I've got to journal every day. Versus, I wonder what I'm going to discover about myself today. I wonder what story I'm going to uncover today. I wonder what desire I'm going to uncover today. You know, maybe it's drinking water. Maybe it's drinking water. Maybe instead of saying 2 liters a day, maybe it's, you know what? Let's see how many glasses of water I can get down today. Let's see if I can have just one more sip than I had yesterday. So you're bringing this element of fun and excitement, and you're bringing the commitment into the now. It's not like I commit to 10 minutes of workout a day. It's, I wonder how many days I can go in a row. Like, I wonder how many days I can go. Because for me, when I think of it that way, it's going to make it way easier for me to stick with it. Because it's like, oh, I've already gone 25 days. If I skip today, I can't get to celebrate tomorrow that I did 26 days. Versus if I commit to 10 minutes a day, it's like, oh, I don't really feel like doing it today. So I'm just going to like pass on today and I'll start again tomorrow. Do you see the difference? Do you hear the difference? Do you feel the difference? So I want you to think about this. What are you committing to in your life? What are you committing to in your business? What are you committing to in your presence on social media? Maybe it's doing, you know, I'm going to do 30 days of lives on Instagram. Okay. That sounds like a lot, right? That sounds heavy. It's like, oh fuck, now I got to show up every day for 30 days. But what if you said, I wonder how many lives I can do in a row? Wonder how many times I can go live in a row on Instagram. Just the simple shift of language and the simple shift of perspective in that sentence feels so much lighter and feels so much more inviting, right? We're inviting ourselves into the commitment rather than forcing ourselves into the commitment. So I'm going to leave you with that today. If this brought forward any big ahas, if this brought forward any big, you know, celebrations in yourself and your perspective shifts, then please come on over to Instagram, share with me @IamCarrieRussell, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.